Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of Part-Time Otakus. I am Dan, and I'm in here with Sen. Say hi.
Yo!
So, and we would like to talk about you today is, should we prefer animes that are continuous, that have a larger number of episodes, or should we, or if we do, like more animes that have 12 to 24 episodes? So what do you have to say about animes that have 12 to 24 episodes, Sen?
I usually like them overall. I mean, obviously, I've looked like, if it matters to me, if it makes my style.
Yeah.
But I usually prefer the 12, 24 seasonal animes or even the full anime in those amount, in that amount of time, because the quality is usually way higher than a continuous anime like Fairy Tail and One Piece and stuff. I might be roasted for that one, but
I believe that we'll talk about at least one of those two later on. I do think that maybe some animes are meant to be made in 12 episodes, and maybe some are prone to be made in 24. But can we consider that, for example, animes that have several seasons of 12 to 24 episodes, should we consider them the same anime, or should we consider them separate animes? Because most of the time, the history or the story, the last episode of one season, it's also the beginning of the next one. So you can't actually say that you ended the anime, because
it's
the story
still a continuation. It's still a continuation of like the last anime, and theoretically, it's still the same anime, but like, for example, when you do a pause, it means you have a breather, and that means you have more time to flesh out the art, the scenes. So even if it's like 46 episodes in total, or 48, it will probably end in a higher quality episode, because they have more time for each episode to make it better. While on a continuous anime, they don't do breaks. You have either one of two options, or they like the episode is not of a higher quality, or they have to make a filler, which probably another team can make a filler, so the main team can work on, for example, an action scene which will happen sooner on the next episodes, for example.
So how does the break, or for example another team making a filler, how does that contribute to the quality of an anime? Do you think that the artists that draw, they need some rest for their wrists or something to make better quality?
I would say it's mostly time. I'm sure they are very talented, but everything needs time to be done. And for example, you can see, for example, in a lot of continuous animes, for example, in action scenes and stuff like that, for example, you almost never, during an attack and stuff like that, you have background. For example, if he throws a punch, usually, for example, they just put like a colored background, or for example, when they hit each other or there's an explosion, that's not actually the hit and the blow up, that's just an explosion. That's usually easier to draw. While in a smaller anime, you usually have like, while they are fighting, you can see the background while they are fighting, the positions they are in the area, in the background. Like sometimes they even do like some camera emotions to make it look like 3D. For example, in Attack on Titans, they use that a lot and it looks fucking awesome. So, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. But I was just wondering because, I mean, the episodes are all the same length, so the amount of work or the amount of time needed to make one episode should also be the same for each episode. But yeah, sure, the fighting scenes are the most epic scenes from an anime should take longer to draw because you want the public to feel that. To have an extra excitement or an extra
You can compare it, for example, like a normal series and a movie. I mean, a series is usually like 1 hour long, right? And the movie, it's also like 1 hour 30 long, right? But they are totally different. Two different things. One, it's a series, it's just like usually it doesn't have sometimes as many scene changes.
You're talking about normal series, not like
anime series.
Yeah.
Not anime series, sorry. And like in movies, you usually have to tell a story in 1 hour and a half. So it looks like there's a lot more stuff going on. And it actually ends up sometimes being a bit more like that in anime too, because you put more into each second, you could say.
Yeah, I see.
More work, more pacing. Sometimes pacing is really important. Because it might look boring and dull if you don't have like a good pacing. For example, you shouldn't really adapt, or it will look boring if you like adapt one chapter of a manga, for example, to one episode of an anime. One Piece is a good example of that. People might roast me, but for example, when you adapt one chapter to one episode, the anime will look very boring. While on the manga, it might look totally well and fine and actually looks nice. But like, watching the anime just one-to-one, it looks like they have to use like a lot of standing images, a lot of rehash the animation from the last scene, go back a bit in time, reuse stuff. It gets really boring.
I can't actually discuss that because I haven't seen one bit.
I did, and I kind of regret it. I should have just read the manga and be done.
So I believe that's mostly it, because there are animes that escape from this rule, but mostly they are made of seasons of 12 to 24 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's
Boku no Hero, I think it's going over 100 episodes, for example. But it's all seasoned out.
Yeah, that was one of the examples that I had, because I am not currently watching Boku no Hero, and but I do know that it's still ongoing, but with separate seasons. Is there a break between the seasons?
A what?
A break.
That's always a break between the seasons.
Okay.
I mean, between the early ones, there wasn't much of a break. It was like 2 seasons around that, so that's like half an year. It's not much though for an anime, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
One season each year is actually pretty good pace.
They are doing it one season each year?
No, it's I think early it was a bit faster than that, but now it's around that, one season each year, I would say.
I was thinking that the break was about a season.
Oh, no, it's longer.
The animes don't always come all at the beginning of the season, so they are probably launching it maybe at the end of some season. So that's not the point, but I believe that having multiple seasons also is good for the audience, because the audience probably stays hooked from one season to the other, especially those who don't read the manga. And it's very good for the anime, though, because people are talking, should talk about it. Yes?
Yeah, like, you have the re-hype, you know? You have the hype from season one, and suddenly there's a trailer, and, oh, next season is coming up, boys, and, like, big hype again. And sometimes many people go back and watch the first one right before the new one starts, just to refresh the memory. That's really great, actually. And since it's, like, 12 or 24 episodes, many people just binge it and watch it all over again, not just, like, the last episodes. So that's really good in terms of hype and everything else.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that would probably watch just the final five episodes just to remember what happened.
Yeah. That's,
because there's sometimes a loose end that happened in those five last episodes.
Yeah, or a cliffhanger.
I'm not the kind that would watch the entire episode just to have a notion of what happened from one season to the other.
But I mean, you usually remember, it's mostly to refresh of memories. Also depends on the type of anime you are watching. If it's like a bit of detective work, you could say, it's usually more interesting to rewatch and see stuff you might have missed.
Yeah. Well, because one of the things that we have to discuss is that the strength or the will that you should have to start watching an anime that is continuous is, I don't know, but I don't think that I would have that kind of strength and that kind of will to start watching, for example, One Piece and see.
Yeah, we're talking episodes. About 1,000 episodes, I think.
Almost.
And let's say 1,000 episodes multiplied by 20 minutes. That's like, holy shit. That's like 500 days of watching. Okay, boys, just, I honestly advise a bit against it.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, in regards to One Piece, to be honest, I can just say it's better to read the manga. I'll just say this. It's the anime, it's just too slow the way they did it, and it gets a bit dull. Like, you can watch, you can watch like the first 100-150 episodes, and it's totally fine, but after that it starts to slow down more and more and gets really slow after that.
So I just checked, and One Piece currently, by the time that we are recording this, has 997 episodes.
That was pretty close.
So, yeah, I would definitely not see me, or I do not see anyone that starts to get an interest
would
in
get
anime.
Hype for the,
and
like
start
watching 100
this,
episodes,
yeah.
Right? No. I mean, 1,000, sorry.
To get to the point that you would only have the idea of watching One Piece if someone has already watched and tells you to watch it. I don't think that anyone starts to watch One Piece as the first anime and goes from there. But to get to the point where the other person is, which should be on point with the releases, you would need how much time, do you say?
I made some quick maths, but it was like almost 500 days of watching, which actually doesn't make sense now that I think of it.
That's a lot.
No, that's actually impossible.
1 year. 500 days is 1 year.
Doesn't make sense. Wait, my math sucks. Let me do it again. It's 20 minutes. Oh, you're right. This is minutes. I'm retarded.
Yeah. But yeah.
But yeah, it would take like a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, having an anime that is divided by seasons probably gives that.
It would take around 2 weeks of non-stop watching, straight up.
One Piece?
Yeah.
2 weeks? Just 2 weeks?
Yeah, like 15 days of 24 hours.
Yeah, that's not much. I was expecting more, actually.
I mean, it's 20 minutes per episode.
Minus the intro, minus the recap.
No, I'm... I mean, if you cut it like that, an episode is like 10 minutes, okay? But which is actually good, because you don't have to watch that much, but that means you have to cut a lot, and that takes time to cut. But overall, yeah, it's still a lot of time. I mean, we're talking about... Wait. Let me calculate. We're talking about almost like 315 hours, man.
Calculate.
It's still a lot of hours.
But yeah, that would take a lot. But as I was saying, an anime that is divided by seasons, first of all, it's not continuous, so the time that you are wasting, not wasting, but the time that you are using to watch the seasons that already have been released, you are not losing time for the next release. I don't know if you understand what I am saying.
Not exactly.
So the number of, let's say, that One Piece was One Piece had seasons, and okay, there was a break between seasons. Yeah. The number of episodes currently would not be this high.
Yeah, surely it would probably be like 400.
Yeah. So also, even and less, also
maybe,
and also you opening it, because the seasons are usually divided. They are not. They are considered one anime, and if you go to the websites that you use to watch the anime, they are divided, so they are not all together. So when you open the anime for that specific season, you would see a perfectly normal number of episodes. So you would see 24 each time, and you'd not get frustrated or you do not lose the ambition to watch it to the end.
No, that goes both ways, I would say. I mean, I do get your point, but for some people, for example, it's nice. After you gather the will to start doing it, it's nice to see you have so much episodes to watch sometimes. So.
I'm a particularly... lazy person, so if I see a number this high, I
you pussy out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So much honey.
That's too much work, too much effort. What if I get
yeah,
to the end
but,
and
but
I
that's
don't
the
like
thing.
It?
If you like something, it doesn't count as an effort, which is the whole point, right? If it doesn't count as effort, after you watch one episode, you watch the next, and then the next, and the next one after that. And it keeps going. If you enjoy it, it's a nice experience.
Yeah, true. We are talking about a specific example that is One Piece, because I believe that you and I both share the dislike for the anime series. Mm-hmm. I especially don't like the animation. I don't like the way that the characters are designed. Also, I don't like the main power of the main character.
I think that's fine. I mean, honestly, I'm in many many topics, I'm totally okay with One Piece. I just hate more the anime because it stalls so much. It's an insane stalling. That's why I say, like, if you read the manga of One Piece, it's totally fine. You read it in, like, in a jiffy, and you are done with it, okay? It was a nice read, it's over. So, but an anime, like, it really feels like a struggle. And because it's a seasonal anime, I mean, because it is a continuous anime, the fights aren't even good. See, that's one of my problems, for example. Sometimes you read the manga, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go watch the fight in the anime. Sure, but the fights are bad because it's a continuous anime. They don't have, like, time to polish it, to make it look awesome, to look good.
Yeah.
It really struggles in that front.
Yeah, I can kind of agree because I have seen some clips about it. But then again, I don't have anything. I can't say anything. I can say much about it because I haven't watched.
Yeah,
but just watched some clips from time to time.
Another example of this, a kind of recent one, for example, Kimetsu no Yaiba. I mean, there were some amazing, awesome scenes, fighting scenes, and people rewatch it over and over because they are so awesome.
Yes.
They took their effort to make, like, those, like, 10 seconds look so mm-hmm. awesome. You'll rewatch it. You watch it the video on YouTube. You watch the video everywhere because the scene looks really awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I was away from anime a lot of time recently. And I must say that I've learned about Kimetsu and Jujutsu no Yaiba. Jujutsu no Kaisen, sorry.
Another great anime lately, yeah. In terms of animation, it's really, really smooth and really awesome.
Yeah, I learned about it and I've heard about it from my social media, and I've watched clips on YouTube, TikTok, some of them also on Instagram. And that made me want to watch the anime. And those specific scenes, most of them were fighting.
Yeah, they put a lot of work of effort into. You gave, for example, a good example of TikTok. For example, it's usually like shorts of 15 seconds, right?
15 seconds.
And you polish that 15 seconds, and people show them on other media, and it looks awesome. It makes people to watch them. See,
yeah.
Good, like. A few seconds of awesome action are great. You'll remember them for a long, long time.
That was what made me want to watch the anime. And actually, like I said, I am lazy and I didn't want to start to watch an anime that had already ended, even if it was 24 episodes. But that actually made me want to watch it. And from the clips that I've watched from One Piece, that did not happen.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really also polish the animation. They stick to the guns of that style of animation. I know it throws some people off. JoJo, it's the same for some people. Some people, for example, don't see JoJo Stardust Crusaders because of the art style, it's not the usual style of art of anime. Mm-hmm. That's also understandable.
Yeah, we will be talking about art style somewhere in the future in one of our episodes. But we've actually gathered some statistics about animes. For example, animes with over 100 that I must say that, for example, I didn't know some of them have more than 100 episodes. So,
Detective Conan!
I don't know if these are accurate by the time that we are recording this, but this was an article that I saw mentioning these animes. And some of them already ended, and those we can trust, but some of them are still ongoing. For example, did you know that Naruto and Naruto Shippuden had 720 episodes? I mean, just the first Naruto, it's 200 episodes.
I mean, I think you can cut, like, 100 episodes of the first Naruto, because they're, like, fillers. If you truly care about the story, you can, like, cut them, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a mess, because if you don't know, you won't skip them, and it might look boring because you don't know they are meant to be fillers. Some are actually quite interesting, don't get me wrong sometimes.
Yeah,
we'll talk about in a bit, but for example, Bleach fillers can honestly are actually pretty good, to be honest.
Good, yeah.
But in Naruto, you can honestly, if you just want the story, you can easily skip them, to be honest.
Yeah, well, we can say that now, because there is probably a list somewhere.
There is. Surely there is.
What are the episodes that are relevant to the story and what episodes are fillers? But for example, I remember that I've watched Shippuden on track as they were being released, and I've did not have the notion that I was watching more than 500 episodes for that anime.
No, yeah, I mean, if you keep on watching it, it gives you that sense of perception. I totally agree.
So the first Dragon Ball had 153 episodes.
I mean,
we've talked about
it. I kind of don't remember it, but I do. It's hard to explain, but it doesn't look like it's that many.
Do you remember seeing 153
episodes? Wait, the first is actually kind of big, because he has to go look for the Dragon Balls, I think, again. And there's, like, the monkey boy in the monkey problem, and the tail. Actually, no, the first is actually very big. What I think he travels a lot with Bulma and stuff like that. No, it's actually big.
The beginning is straightforward. I mean, he reaches the Earth, he finds his grandfather because it's not. And
yeah, there's Bulma. Like the training arc. No, yeah. Actually, the first one is very big, honestly. Yeah, see.
That's true. But I didn't have the notion that it had 153 episodes. Just the first one. I mean, not talking about Dragon Ball Z and the other arcs. So, another anime that we also discussed on the last episode was Sailor Moon, that had 200 episodes.
I mean, it's fair.
But you can say that it's,
I mean,
self-explanatory, because you don't have the reach the Earth, go train, and something like that. I mean,
I probably only watched like 50 or 100 in the television. Because honestly, I don't remember most of it. So I think I didn't watch like any of the last episodes, like maybe the last half. if the story continues, I'd say they can easily make that. I mean, it's a style of anime where, like, the episodes are a bit loose. The story doesn't, you aren't forced to progress the story in every episode. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
the first 20, if I'm not mistaken, it's kind of important because it's
the first one. So
yeah, and then you have the discovery of all the other Sailor Moon.
But after the main points are on, you can just like,
yeah, after do, those do after problem, those watching problem, one or another, it's problem, the same. Problem.
You can just loop it and it looks fun.
Yeah. So there was another one that we have already mentioned in this episode. It is
Bleach.
Okay. Let's go there. Let's My go there. Bad. Bleach. 366 episodes.
Ah, okay, that's it. It makes sense. I think I watched them. No, I watched them all, I'm sure.
I've watched them all as well.
Yeah.
So, as you said, there are some fillers in here, and they...
It was like an arc filler, actually.
Yeah. And
it was actually good.
And like Naruto, the fillers from Bleach are actually pleasant to watch. I mean, not as unpleasant.
It's a bit different also. For example, the 100 fillers in Naruto are just like, I don't know why they made them. They just did. And you can just skip them. They're like 100 straight episodes of fillers. Okay? You can just skip them. The last one. While in the Shippuden, the fillers of Naruto were like 1 to 3 episodes long. They were kind of hard to notice sometimes.
Yeah,
I think they just like would release, for example, an episode just to polish the action of the next scenes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they have some breather, I would say. That's why I think they did the fillers, to be honest. Yeah, while on Bleach, it's a full-out blackout story arc.
Yeah,
quite different. But it was really good.
Beginning, mid, and ending. I mean, yeah. Sometimes you... I remember, and I think that it was on the... when the filler from the Zambactos that gained a body.
Yes.
I believe that that filler appeared right before a big battle, because I remember that from one
episode. Oh, I remember that there was, when, though.
I remember that was one filler that appeared out of nowhere. We were watching the build-up for a big fight, and the episode ended in a face-off. They've watched each other, and the fight was about to begin, and then on the next episode, a filler, right there. So Ichigo was on the street, walking in his human body, and you started to watch that episode from the filler, and you were like, but where's the continuation of the last step? Huh? What?
I remember that
was one that actually appeared out of nowhere, and I believe that it was when the Zambactos gained life. That was one of most amazing fillers of all Bleach. That one was should be actually inside the story, because that one is very good.
Yeah. It's not even canon, but it's really, I mean, that's bigger, that's why it's filler. But yeah, it was probably the best fillers, because it was like a story made out of that story, and it's actually pretty nice.
And there was actually an engagement from to at least I remember us discussing which figure was which Zanpakuto.
Yes, that's also that. Yes, true. That was also you could also play the detective on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
which is always something interesting. Yeah. You try to predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So on a very not so far story, Black Clover has 170 episodes. I just watched the first episode of this one. I didn't actually follow up.
I did watch around maybe 20 episodes, but I'm mostly on par with the manga, most of it. So I know about the story, but I can't really comment too much on the anime. I mean, I was kind of okay-ish with the scheme of the main character, but it gets to a point his character development really starts to annoy me. I mean, I just find him too bland, too one-sided, too not flexible character. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he's a bit like, well, I mean, I totally forgot. Luffy. it looks like Luffy from One Piece, but honestly, I think he's actually dumber than Luffy, and Luffy isn't very smart. I mean, he's actually good making new skills, but apart from that, he has a bit of an issues. But I think the main character of Black Clover is actually even worse than that. I put Luffy above him. That's how bad I think it is. I mean, Luffy can be actually pretty funny sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do agree. I think the star of the One Piece, it's Zoro. I think Luffy is actually not a bad character.
Okay, I will trust you on that one.
I think we mostly covered most of it.
Yeah, I believe that we should wrap it up.
Yeah. So, if you guys have any comments about what animes you really enjoyed, if they are like continuous animes, 12 episodes animes, 24 episodes, feel free to comment your favorite animes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are like 12, 24, or if you notice any difference from watching one type or the other, which one you prefer. Another thing we didn't talk about is like, if you watch 12 and 24 episode animes, you can watch different stories because you have more time.
Yeah, true. Your whole life.
You can use your 100 time episode to watch 100 episodes of Naruto, or watch three different animes of 24, or even four.
I believe that most of the people that there are a set of animes, even if they are old or that have already ended, there is a set of anime styles, stories that you would like to see, and those you will see them. For example, even if they are 997 episodes, like for example One Piece, and if you are and if you have interest in those, you will see them. Otherwise, the animes that you will see are the ones that are being distributed right now, and the ones that are on the season's board. Because other those huge animes like One Piece, Naruto, Bleach, Fairy Tail, other than those, you will see them by reference by someone that already saw them, and they tell you to see them. You won't see One Piece if you don't have interest in these kind of stories. And I believe
always use the 3-episode test.
The 3 episodes. Oh, okay. You see, watch three episodes
and you make your verdict after.
Yeah, okay.
If you should watch it or not.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just watch one episode. I always recommend the 3 or 5 episodes. And then you decide what to do.
We have already discussed this on the previous episode. For me, they need to sell over the poster. If the poster doesn't sell to me, I won't see it. Not even the first episode.
Well.
Marketing is important.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't do that. But you see, I mean, wait. The cover has to sell me. So I watched the 3 episodes, right? that always stands true, right? That always stands true.
But yeah, feel free to leave a comment if you agree with this discussion or not. If you are willing to watch a continuous anime, if you are willing to watch an anime that is over 100 episodes long, what are your thoughts about seasons? Yeah, about animes that are divided by seasons. yeah, feel free to let us know what are your opinions about what we're discussing here. Don't forget to follow us. We are also in Instagram and Twitter. Leave us a comment. You can reach out to us. Let us know everything that you would like to see, everything that you thought that we said wrong in here. Also, it's a possibility. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you. Wash out with reincarnation. It's really good. Shameless plug. Bye.
Bye.